If the flap over Howard Dean and the Confederate flag wasn't enough to stimulate young voters at last night's Rock the Vote debate, check this out.
My eyes have seen the politicians who pretend we don't exist. They make deals with gray-haired people. My concerns are just dismissed.
Rap and hip-hop were the chosen method of communication last night, and not just for the MTV and CNN organizers. Take Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
All this in the name of eliminating phantom weapons of mass destruction.
Who you know run for pres with no corporate sponsor, grassroots community, no media machine monster.
Each candidate was asked by Rock the Vote to produce a 30-second video that would, quote, appeal to young people and encourage them to vote in a creative fashion.
General Wesley Clark avoided the hip-hop background music, but he opted for a montage of policy statements about the Iraq War, affirmative action, and...
I don't care what the other candidates say. I don't think Outkast is really breaking up. Andre 3000 and Big Boy just cut solo records. That's all.
All right.
I'm Wes Clark, and I approve of this message.
The videos can be seen on the Rock the Vote website. At least the candidates can take solace from the fact that they were not asked about their preference for boxers or briefs.
Pretend we don't exist. They make deals with gray-haired people. My concerns are just dismissed. Did I realize no jobs out there? My future's hit or miss. I'm at the end of my rope. Lordy, lordy, we want to know the truth. Lordy, lordy, where is the voting booth? Lordy, lordy, they can't ignore the youth. On election day, go rock the vote.